Jim ate dinner alone at the campfire. Zama had roasted a large slice of the elephant's trunk, considered by his father and other connoisseurs to be one of the great delicacies of the African bush, but Jim's jaw ached from the effort of chewing it, and it had all the flavour of boiled wood chips. When the flames of the campfire died down, exhaustion overtook him. He had just sufficient energy to peep through the chink in the afterclap of Louisa's wagon tent. She was stretched out, face down under the kaross, and sleeping so soundly that he had to listen intently for the faint sound of her breathing. Then he left her and tottered to his own bed. He stripped off his clothing and dropped it on the floor, then collapsed on the sheepskin. He woke in confusion, not sure if what he was hearing was a dream or reality. It was Louisa's voice, shrill with terror. "Jim! Jim! Help me!" He sprang from his bed to go to her, then remembered he was naked. While he groped for his breeches, she cried out again. He did not have time to don his breeches, but holding them before him, he went to her rescue. He skinned his knee on the tailboard of the wagon as he jumped down, then ran to hers and dived through the curtains of the afterclap. "Louisa, are you safe? What troubles you?" "Ride, oh, ride with all haste. Don't let it catch me," she screamed. He realized that she was locked in a nightmare. This time it was difficult to wake her. He had to seize both of her shoulders and shake her. "Jim, is it you?" At last she came back from the land of shadows. "Oh, I had such a terrible dream. It was the elephant again." She clung to him, and he waited for her to calm. She was hot and flushed, but after a while he laid her back and pulled the fur kaross over her. "Sleep now, little hedgehog," he whispered. "I will not be far away." "Don't leave me, Jim. Stay with me for a while." "Until you sleep," he agreed. But he fell asleep before she did. She felt him topple over slowly and lie full length beside her. Then his breathing became slow and even. He was not touching her, but his presence was reassuring, and she let herself slip back into sleep. This time there were no dark fantasies to haunt her rest. When she woke in the dawn to the sounds of the camp stirring around her, she reached out to touch him, but he was gone. She felt a sharp sense of loss.